class doing good. Yeah, I'm, you know, I feel like an anchor sometimes.
That's exactly right. It's just...
But I feel like I'm dragging it down at times. But, hey, you and I saw a great game last Thursday. Let's hope John and I have an equal-type game tonight.
And we did. Last Thursday, we saw North and Edgewood. Heck, we saw two great games on Thursday.
Yeah, we did.
The JV game went to overtime. The varsity game went to overtime. The passion, the fury, everything goes with a great rivalry. Tell me about the South and Columbus rivalry. Is there one? Is that something we look forward to as part of the action tonight? You'll be over in Columbus on the north side.
Yeah, you know, these two have been, especially since Conference Indiana was formed, and then back in my day, the South Central Conference, Columbus was part of that also, and it's not anything like our county rivals, and it's not like a Martinsville-Bloomington rivalry, but in normal years, Columbus North and Bloomington South will be two people in Conference Indiana, both in, you know, football and basketball, that are always big players, and they've got a very a deep and a talented team with some older guys. This will be a test tonight for JR. I don't think he ever is worried about playing a game, but conference game on the road. This should be a good one tonight. Columbus North now has got all their players back. So I'm looking for a good game tonight.
Now, Terry, tell me about the math, and as we talk about a Conference Indiana championship, is there anything that can be clinched tonight, or does this just put South in a pole position, so to speak, moving into next week's game with Perry Meridian? Tell me about how that works.
Yeah, it can't be officially clinched. South wins. They'll stay at zero. Losses, obviously. Terre Haute South is the only team that has a chance to tie South. They still have the one loss. I doubt that Terre Haute South loses another game. And then South next game, conference-wise, week from tonight is Perry Meridian at home. You and I have seen Perry Meridian. They have lost 10 straight games until finally beating Avon the other night after they beat the North, Bloomington North game you and I were at. They lost 10 straight, and they finally won one. And I don't think there'll be much of a blocking point for South.
I remember that Perry Meridian team correctly, it was a bunch of young sophomores and freshmen on that team, and that's a team that J.R. Holmes' group would feast upon because they play discipline, they play very patiently, they take really smart shots. Well, that's how you get to shoot what they shoot from the field and three-point line. That's a product of the system, isn't it? Now, they have great players, don't get me wrong, but that system requires that to happen.
Yeah, the system is you move the ball, you get people open shots, you also get layups. I mean, they're outstanding shooters anyway, two in particular, and a couple of more are starting to work their way into that. Everybody knows Chance Coyle and Anthony Leal, their leading scorers. But Noah Jaeger and Phil King are starting to heat up. You know, Phillip's been back long enough now after a football injury that he missed the first five games. He's really rounding into shape. And all that means is South's going to be even tougher to beat. Since you've got a senior that's been a starter for 3 years back now, South pretty much operating on all cylinders.
How much does that football mentality help? We know Phillip's obviously a multiple sport athlete, but when we talk about South, it seems like the offense comes so easy, Terry, but I think what gets lost in the shuffle, though, is their defensive performance. Does Phillip help on that side of the basketball?
Yeah, Phillip's everybody on the team's a good defender. JR asked me early on in the year if I thought they were a competitive statewide. And I said, yeah, you are. And I said, but what my surprise I'll tell you is where you're going to be the most competitive, because shooting comes and goes. I mean, they didn't shoot very well down at Silver Creek. And the difference was the defense, who, you know, you look at their team and there's nobody intimidating on the team. There's nobody that's a shot blocker that protects the paint. But they all move. They switch. It's like, you know, five fingers on a hand. They just move and cover for each other. And it's fun to watch because they all will get up into you. I mean, Chance Coyle generally will take the best guy on the other team. He'll probably take Jalen Flemons tonight. You talk about football mentality. They have two players, their star wide receiver and quarterback for Columbus North. And they are intricate. And Trenton Kelly, the quarterback, is just now coming back. He's only played in 9 games himself due to a football injury. So, you know, South can guard anybody. And as long as they keep a body on people, I mean, they've got a few people, 6'5", 6'4". Rebounding's not been a problem for them. And that was one thing when the year started that I thought might be a key, because they had lost a couple of really good rebounders from last year.
Anthony Leal grabbing 10, I believe, in his last game out. So that's, again, you get a 6'5 guy grabbing 10 rebounds. That's exactly what you want. But it is South's offense, Terry, and that's what's going to make them go. Does Columbus North have those pieces to get into a shootout, or are they going to have to try to find something a little gimmicky to slow down the purple and white tonight?
Well, they, since Kelly's been back, they're 7-2. He's a 6'5 junior, plays inside and out. He likes to attack the basket. He will shoot occasionally from outside. But since he came back, 7-2 record, they'd won 6 out of 7 at one point. They lost to Franklin Tuesday night, and that surprised me. Franklin's a decent team, but it's Columbus North should not have lost Franklin Tuesday night at Columbus. So that, you know, put a pause to me, is that they'll really be ready tonight. So this bunch, especially with Flemons and Kelly and a left-handed point guard, I know another one that one of your favorites.
I like it.
Trey Vincent. These guys are attacking bulldogs, and then they will give South a game. JR, I know he'll have the kids ready, but I think this has the makings of a good one because it's on the road. South's going to be tested.
Terry Stultz is our guest this morning. He is the anchor of our high school basketball coverage here in 2017 and 2018. John Callahan will join him on the broadcast tonight from Columbus North as the Panthers and the Bulldogs get together. Chalk Talk begins just after 7 o'clock, and we hope we don't have another overtime JV game, but if we do, we'll get it started. The varsity, whenever it gets started, there are things in our control and things not in our control that we can handle. And the other game tonight on the scoreboard out of town will be the North Cougars heading north to Terre Haute. So a couple of Conference Indiana teams battling on that side. Bloomington North, they played okay earlier in the week, T, but couldn't get the job done at Mooresville. Terre Haute North 11-9. This is kind of up for grabs tonight a little bit.
Yeah, the Cougs have a chance tonight. They played really pretty well except for one stretch late in the game up at Mooresville. Again, this is a team that's just still finding its way. It's a young bunch, and I think they're going to be fine. But right now, the game that we saw them with Franklin Central was a feel-good win. They led from the start. They held off a couple of runs by Franklin Central, and I really thought that might get them right over the hump. But since then, the next two games, they've struggled a little bit, and they're really going to have again, they're on the road, and Terre Haute North is not a bad team. I've seen them play South. They have a bunch of seniors that have been through the wars, and that is going to be tough for North to pull this one out because I don't know if this is the last, like a senior night at Terre Haute North or not. I haven't looked at their schedule, but Jason needs to have the kids ready because this will be a tough one, but it's gettable.
And the tough part, as we saw with Terre Haute North earlier in the year, their best player is about 6'2", 235, and that's going to be a busy night for Ethan Venzel and Jeremiah Blair trying to handle that big fella because he gets about, 19 a game, Terry?
He's a
load around the basket.
Yes, he is.
But
he'll run the floor, Glass,
yes,
too.
He will.
The thing is, he'll get a rebound and take off for a fast break.
And I think
he was a fun kid to watch against South. Even he had a pretty good game.
He did an array of moves. He's not the post guy in the sense of optimum body type, but he was well skilled in the block, and that was a good job someone coaching him. But with North, it's a simple formula for me. When North gets after it, they play well. But when North gets after it and gets in foul trouble, there's that really fine line there that kind of defines a young team. And if Tim Brewster and Ethan Wenzel can play on the proper side of that line where they can be aggressive, get their hands in passing lanes, create chaos on the defensive side, but they can't be sitting on the sidelines with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter with three or four fouls.
Yeah, that's been their bugaboo all year, really. And especially in the games that we've seen, is early foul trouble to some of the key components, because the four or five key players that they have also are the ones that can score for them. They have a decent bench, but there's not really a lot of offense. Now, it looks like in Mooresville, Jack Townsend went back to his sixth man role. Didn't have a particularly great game, but we know what he's capable of. It's just really something.
But conversely,
right now,
when Liam Wilkerson went back in the starting lineup, he led the way with 18. So you got the desired response there. So it'll be interesting to see how Jason Spear manages that up tonight. Terre Haute North also beat Columbus North as well. So interesting from that angle as well. Where are the Edgewood Mustangs this weekend?
Well, they're taking another day off, and they will host Orleans tomorrow. So after that. After that game that we saw, they've had J.B. Neal's, they've had a little rest after a long road stand and Wabash Valley Championship and everything else. These guys had a little nine-day rest, some practice. I know they've had some illness at that school, too, just like North and South has. So hopefully J.B.'s got his guys all healthy, rested, and ready to go against Orleans, which in the past few years, Orleans has been pretty good, team down in their area. They're smaller, but be interested to
see. I bet they got a couple guys that can shoot it down there, huh?
Yeah, they always do. So good luck to the Mustangs Saturday night, and hopefully they'll come out ready to go against Orleans.
Yeah, the Mustangs are 15-4. They're having a great year. You just, again, we haven't spoken about them since last Friday, so it seems like they've where did they go? It seems like they're playing every other night there for like IU for a while, and now they get this nice 9 days off, 8 days off, whatever it is. Hopefully they knock the rust off quickly and jump back into the win column. I need to look up when the sectional draw is. I looked that up the other day. We're getting close. I'm going to look that up right now and see if I can do two things at once while we're getting ready for tonight.
I don't think it's this Sunday. It may be next Sunday, but we're going to find that out.
Sunday, February 18th. So that is 1 week from this Sunday.
Yep.
And that will be on IHSAATV.org. No TV. It's just on IHSAATV.org, so you have to watch it on the interweb, which is not surprising. Heck, that's how they do just about everything these days. The coach, Bob Lovell, and Greg Rakestraw will be your hosts. It will begin at 5 p.m. and run approximately 2 hours. And once the broadcast is done, all the pairings will be at IHSAA.org. And then, Terry, coming up Thursday the 22nd on television, where you watch your Pacers on Fox Sports Indiana, on February 22nd at 7 p.m., Jeremiah Johnson of Fox Sports Indiana, Kyle Nedenripe of The Star, and Chris May of the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame will have a state tournament preview show. And I mention that because South Panther basketball fans, I would think a team in the top four, top five in the state should be featured predominantly in that, especially since their regional matchup has to go through?
Go through Seymour, which features New Albany and Romeo Langford. Which...
Part two of our Shakespearean our Shakespearean storyline this year. So that's fantastic.
And Floyd Central, who only loss on the year was to Bloomington South at the Hall of Fame tournament in Newcastle in overtime. And Jeffersonville, whose only two losses on the year are to Floyd Central and New Albany.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend, I believe how that goes. So we'll be interested to see who is drawn where. The other part of that regional is what, the Center Grove sectional, is that right?
Yes. The Columbus East winner would play that center, more than likely Center Grove, in the first game at Seymour.
Well, that's why we have the draw, to find all that stuff out.
Yeah, and then the Evansville sectional will feed and play the Seymour sectional winner. So that's how that plays out. So North and South will, we will follow them to Columbus East, and then we will kind of keep an eye on Edgewood up at Northview. I strongly think that they will win that sectional, and then they feed into a tough regional, just like the Columbus East winner will feed into a tough regional also.
So hey, you know what?
Our local schools have they're Edgewood and South are playing great right now, and they have good chances to win sectionals. And they're going to, if they get to a regional, you can count on either one of them being state possibilities if they get out of both those regionals.
Regional should be tough. It should not be easy to win these things. And, again, start playing the better basketball at this time of year, and good things happen. So we'll see. South, how many in a row is it now, Terry? 9 in a row? Is that the count?
Yeah, they've got 9 in a row. They've had 2 9-game winning streaks this year. So 9 in a row now. Go to Columbus North tonight, and then they just play every Friday to the end of the year. No more doubled ups, and guys are starting to practices will be a little less. It's time to get their legs back and get ready for the sectional, and it should be a good one.
And you should have a good one tonight as well. Bring home a victory for the purple and white, and we will hear you guys just after 7 o'clock with Chalk Talk. Thanks as always, buddy. We appreciate it. Safe travels over there on 46.
All right. Thanks, Glass.
Terry Stultz, the anchor of our high school coverage. He'll be joined by John Callahan tonight, as we mentioned, just after 7 o'clock. South, Columbus North, Conference Indiana Basketball. South, in all intents and purposes, with a win tonight. Should wrap. I know J.R. Holmes doesn't want to hear anybody say that, but we saw Perry Meridian, and Terry's right. That's a team that South won't have a lot of problems with, and good stuff there. Championships are special. That would be their third in a row. Conference Indiana will not be official until this time next week. Well, here's how you make it easier. Win tonight, and then you're one step even closer to it. The coach, Bob Lovell, in Indiana Sports Talk, will follow our coverage tonight, get you updated on all of the games around the state. Again, the Panthers checking it. Number 4 in one of the polls, number 5 in the other, something like that. We know how good they are, as Terry mentioned. 2 9-game winning streaks this season. Their only losses to New Albany and to Newcastle. So if you don't play somebody with New in their name, the Panthers will be just fine.